Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, October 15th. And sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, it's Lavelle Hendricks. He'll be talking with us about problems of drug abuse, substance abuse, among young people in Northeast Texas. Birthdays, director and actress Penny Marshall is 72 today. Retired automobile executive Lee Iacocca is 89. Mario Puzo, the author of The Godfather, was born on this day in 1920.
Hey, look, Carol, what's it eat? I want you to rest well, and a month from now, this Hollywood big shot's gonna give you what you want.
Too late. They start shooting in a week.
I'm gonna make them an offer he can't refuse.
On this day in history, it became a symbol of the 60s, draft card burning. It happened for the first time on this day in 1965 in New York City.
The estimated 125,000 Manhattan marchers include students, housewives, beatnik poets, doctors, businessmen, teachers, priests, and nuns. Makeup and costumes were bizarre. Before the parade, mass draft card burning was urged. Demonstrators claimed 200 cards were burned, but no accurate count could be determined.
On October 15, 1991, Clarence Thomas is confirmed to the Supreme Court after a bitter fight in the U.S. Senate.
It is a high-tech lynching for uppity blacks who in any way deign to think for themselves. And it is a message that unless you kowtow to an old order, you will be lynched, destroyed, caricatured by a committee of the U.S. Senate rather than hung from a tree.
Number one on the charts this day in 1967, Lulu and To Sir With Love.
What can I give you in return if you wanted the moon? I would try to make the stars, but I would rather you let me give my heart to
On the KETR events calendar, the City of Commerce invites senior citizens to take part in a bus ride to the State Fair of Texas on Thursday of this week. Meet at the Commerce Farmers Market at 9:30 on Thursday morning. Reservations must be made with Sherry Johnson, 903-886-1123. That's 903-886-1123 for the senior citizens' trip to the State Fair on Thursday. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Lavelle Hendricks. Lavelle is Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce, but also Associate Editor of the Journal of Counseling and Addiction and a board member with the Texas Certification Board of Addiction Professionals. And we're going to be talking about a synthetic drug that we're hearing more and more about called K2. Lavelle, we'll just leave it open-ended here at the beginning, but tell me all about K2.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me, and the coffee that you've provided for me today is an excellent brew, so thank you so much. John Mark, for the most part, this new synthetic drug that's called K2, it originated when a Clemson University professor by the name of Dr. John Huffman was basically using this drug to see if it could mimic the same effects on rats in a lab. He is quoted as saying that anyone who plays with this stuff is akin to playing Russian roulette with their own lives. Huffman got a patent on this stuff. He stuck it on the shelf, and it was used over in Europe. Europe decided that they no longer wanted to use it. So the way it came about is that the second highest mountain is K2. That's what the drug is actually named after because it's manufactured there in Asia. And for the most part, what it is, John Mark, they take herbs, they take spices, they take flowers. those flowers that have dried out, and they spray this synthetic form of K2 on it. And you will see that when on the back of the package, in microscopic letters, it says not designed for human consumption, but they're marketing it, quote unquote, as a herbal incense. Let me assure you, there's nothing safe about this drug.
Mm. And the effects are, while we call it synthetic marijuana, the effects are very different from what you and I might think of as the effects of marijuana.
By all means, Sean Mark, because for the most part, we do know that marijuana will give you the munchies, and marijuana will sometimes depress the central nervous system. When you look at this drug, K2, and it's important to understand, especially for your listeners, this drug is 10 to 20 times more potent than regular marijuana. This drug causes individuals to have nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, heart acceleration, seizures, blackout. These are things, Unmark, for the most part, that we've only found over the last 5 years. From a longitudinal standpoint, we don't know the long-term effects of this drug.
What are the symptoms if a parent was concerned about a child that was acting strangely or differently from how they ordinarily act? What are the kinds of things that they would see?
I think for the most part, it's important to understand that when you see the child talking about hallucination, paranoia, anxiety, all of these are some signs and symptoms that the kid may possibly be experimenting with this drug. Again, we do know in certain cases where individuals have had what we call K2 parties, where they are inhaling the smoke of this drug, and these kids are coming up sick. They're going to the emergency rooms, and sometimes the emergency rooms, Jean-Marc, are thinking that these kids are having seizures, and they're not having seizures. They're actually been using this drug, K2.
Now, what's the legality of it? It's still somewhat hazy. I read an article I was telling you about out of Amarillo where a fellow who sold this in a shop has gone to prison for 10 years, but I gather that there's still some uncertainty as to the legality.
Well, the legality, for the most part, is that the federal government on its Food and Drug Administration stepped in, for the most part, and said this drug is totally illegal in the United States. Now, that has not stopped a lot of head shops. That has not stopped individuals from ordering this product across the internet. It has not stopped these individuals from going to smoke shops and convenience stores to purchase this product. There was a case in another state where an individual made it expressively clear to the city council that one-third of his revenue was directly tied in with selling K2 and some of these other synthetic drugs. But it's totally illegal to be in the possession, consumption, or even manufacturing of these drugs.
Is it labeled as K2?
It is labeled as K2, but for the most part, John Mark, last time I checked, there are like 110 different names for this product. They call it knockoff weed. They call it fake weed. They call it space. They call it genie in the bottle. They call it spice. These are just different street names for this particular drug that is known as K2. The consumers of this product right now, from the research I've been doing, are kids between the ages of 9 and 15 years of age. What they're doing is they're getting their lunch monies together and they're buying this product. When I started researching this drug about 3 years ago, you could get about 3 grams of this drug for roughly around $30. Now 3 grams of this drug is going to cost you $50, $60, and $75. And they are marketing this drug by using names like Genie in a Bottle, Knockoff Weed, with the impression of trying to say it is a safe drug. There is nothing safe about this drug.
Well, Lavelle is going to come back and talk with us not only about this, but about other problems having to do with substance abuse and the things that you deal with.
Yes, substance abuse. We'll talk about synthetic drugs. We'll talk about K2 again. We'll talk about bath salts, all these synthetic drugs that are out there.
All right, great. Well, Lavelle Hendricks, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
I enjoyed it. I'll come back anytime for coffee.
All right, you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.